Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This is Water, Some Thoughts, Delivered on a Significant Occasion, About Living a Compassionate Life. By David Foster Wallace is not just a book. It's a profound exploration into the essence of human consciousness and the arduous yet rewarding pursuit of compassion. Originally presented as a commencement speech at Kenyon College in 2005, Wallace's insights were later transformed into a book that captures the essence of his message. The speech, renowned for its depth, humor, and practical advice, delves into the challenges of daily life, urging readers to live with awareness and kindness. Wallace challenges the default setting of self-centered thinking, guiding us towards a more considerate mode of being that recognizes the complex realities of everyone's lives. His eloquent narrative serves as a powerful reminder of the need to break away from the monotony of self-centered worldviews, advocating for a life filled with empathy and conscious decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the default setting. David Foster Wallace introduces the concept of the default setting as the automatic, subconscious way of experiencing the world, primarily centered around one's own needs and desires. This natural yet constraining perspective often leads to a narrow understanding of life, rooted in self-centeredness and isolation. Wallace argues that this default state is not conducive to a fulfilling life, as it separates individuals from the rich, interconnected fabric of human experience. By recognizing and challenging our default settings, we open ourselves to more profound, empathetic connections with others. The importance of this realization lies in its potential to transform mundane, frustrating, or challenging aspects of daily life into opportunities for growth and connection. Wallace's exploration of the default setting not only diagnoses a common malaise, but also offers a path towards a more engaged and compassionate existence. Secondly, conscious choice-making. One of the core themes of This is Water is the power and importance of conscious choice-making. David Foster Wallace asserts that the ability to choose how we perceive and react to the world around us is central to living a meaningful life. This concept transcends the simplicity of choosing between right and wrong. It involves recognizing the moment-to-moment opportunities to decide who and what we want to be. Wallace emphasizes that this type of awareness requires effort and discipline, as it goes against the grain of our default settings. By actively choosing to direct our attention and care, we can reshape our experience of life, cultivate empathy, and engage more fully with the world. Through poignant examples, Wallace illustrates how conscious choice-making can lead to a life marked not by passive consumption, but by active participation and deepened relationships. Thirdly, the value of a liberal arts education. David Foster Wallace highlights the intrinsic value of a liberal arts education, not for the accumulation of knowledge or preparation for a career, but for its ability to teach us how to think and make conscious choices. He posits that the real value of education lies in its capacity to develop awareness, sensitivity, and the ability to critically evaluate the world around us. Through this lens, education becomes a tool for learning how to exercise control over how and what we think, allowing us to navigate the complexities of life with more grace and understanding. Wallace argues that this form of education is essential in cultivating the kind of mindfulness necessary to counteract our default self-centeredness and to live more compassionately. The emphasis on critical thinking and empathy serves as a foundation for leading a life that values the interconnectedness of human experience. Fourthly, empathy and awareness. Empathy and awareness are presented by David Foster Wallace as vital components of a compassionate life. He contends that cultivating an empathetic understanding of others' perspectives and experiences is crucial in breaking free from the solipsistic tendencies of our default setting. This awareness allows us to see beyond the surface of our immediate perceptions and judgments, recognizing the shared struggles and complexities that define the human condition. Wallace's discussion on empathy does not merely advocate for its importance in moral and ethical contexts. He frames it as fundamental to the richness and depth of our own lives. Through developing a habit of placing ourselves in others' shoes, we not only foster connections with others, but also enrich our understanding of the world and our place within it. The act of extending empathy is a conscious choice, one that empowers us to live more fully and compassionately. Lastly, choosing what to worship. A profoundly impactful topic in This is Water involves Wallace's exploration of the concept of worship. He suggests that everyone worships something, be it wealth, beauty, power, intelligence, or other forms of success. However, he warns that the objects of our worship ultimately shape our lives, often in ways that leave us feeling empty or dissatisfied. Wallace's argument extends beyond religious connotations, proposing instead that a conscious decision about what we value most can lead to a more fulfilling existence. By choosing values that are life-affirming and not reliant on external validation, like kindness, compassion, and the pursuit of truth, we engage in a form of worship that enriches our lives and the lives of those around us. This choice requires a departure from societal norms and the courage to value what truly sustains and fulfills the human spirit. Through this lens, Wallace invites readers to contemplate the profound impact of our values and beliefs on our daily lives and overall well-being. In conclusion, This Is Water, by David Foster Wallace, is a must-read for anyone seeking to live a more aware, compassionate, and meaningful life. It serves as a powerful reminder of the potential within each of us to transcend the mundane and embrace a life of intentionality and kindness. The book is especially beneficial for those at life's crossroads, graduates stepping into the unknown, or anyone who feels bogged down by the daily grind. Wallace's insights offer a roadmap for navigating life's complexities with grace and empathy, emphasizing the importance of choosing how we construct meaning in our lives. By becoming more mindful of our default settings, the value of our education, the significance of empathy, and the impact of our worship, we can lead lives that are not only more satisfying to us, but also more enriching to those around us. In a world often divided by differences, This Is Water is a resounding call to focus on our shared humanity and the power of compassion to transform our lives. If you would like to support David Foster Wallace, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.